USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared she has no confidence in White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Deborah Birx just days after Pelosi reportedly called Birx the worst in closed-door meetings and has also been quoted as saying the White House coronavirus team is in horrible hands. Pelosi spoke to ABC News Sunday.
I think the president is spreading disinformation about the virus, and she is his appointee. So I don't have confidence there, no.
Pelosi's remarks drew an immediate rebuke from the White House. Alyssa Fair, the White House Director of Strategic Communication, said it's deeply irresponsible of Speaker Pelosi to repeatedly try to undermine and create public distrust in Dr. Birx, the top public health official on the coronavirus task force. Now, at the same time, Pelosi has praised Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, as a hero. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Lieutenant Madeline Swiegel, who made history as the U.S. Navy's first black female tactical fighter pilot, officially received her Wings of Gold this weekend. In a statement, she said, "I'm excited to have this opportunity. It would have been nice to see someone who looked like me in this role already, and I hope it's encouraging to other people." The Virginia native celebrated her historic achievement earlier this month as she completed her training at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Vice Admiral DeWolf Bullet Miller III said, "Lieutenant Swiegel has proven to be a courageous trailblazer. She makes us a stronger fighting force." The resurgence of single-use plastics during the coronavirus pandemic, N95 masks, plastic gloves, and plastic shopping bags that were once banned in several cities and states are now returning out of necessity, and it has environmentalists worried about future effects. Many of those items are now beginning to show up in fields, lakes, rivers, and oceans around the world, and they're adding to the roughly 300 million tons of plastic waste that the United Nations said is produced every year. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Actor Wilford Brimley has passed away, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
He had a prolific acting career, but is best known as the star of the 1985 hit Cocoon, and a year earlier as manager of the hapless New York Knights in The Natural with Robert Redford.
You know, my mother told me I had to be a farmer. My dad wanted me to be a baseball player. You better than anyone I ever had, and you're the best hitter I ever saw. Shoot up.
He was also the face of Quaker Oats for years and a spokesperson for diabetes education. He rose to fame with a recurring role on The Waltons and was later on many other TV shows. Wilford Brimley was 85. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota, seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus. Though only about half the usual number of people are expected at this year's events, residents are split as the city weighs their options. Many are worried that the rally will cause an unmanageable outbreak of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.